You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This week, the second major of the year heads to Quail Hollow in North Carolina.
I got the golf bug.
Okay, good.
I got the golf bug. I got, you know, membership and keeping track of my handicap. And
oh, you are a gin member
now.
Huh?
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or the party people on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. Shout outs to Pewin Rufio. He came by today.
He
brought gifts. He brought gifts. You got Raiders giblets?
I got Raiders giblets. I got two in my Crocs right now.
For your Crocs? This man who knows his audience.
He does.
Rust, you got grape nuts.
I got a box of grape nuts.
Which is so fitting.
Breakfast tomorrow already in the can.
Well, in case we need to do construction around here, we can concrete.
You will be on the can with your high in fiber diet of grape nuts. I'm still just floored.
One of my top fives.
Number three.
Yeah.
Number three. And then he got me a shirt that says, I'm the captain now.
That's got to go up on the wall in the office.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does need to. So thanks for Rufio for stopping by today.
It is also very fitting. Your office is the office that we started broadcasting out of before our studio was finished here.
Yeah, back when we were literally doing shows out of a hollow room.
Mm-hmm.
That echo still remains in that office.
Yeah, you get, that's got to be like the first thing on the wall to like deaden the noise in there.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear. It's like office space. I share a wall with our sales manager, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, Peter Man, turn to channel 9. I can hear everything he says to anybody in that office.
Mm. Perfect.
No secrets here. No secrets here. All right, NFL is doing their schedule release. Danny and Dusty Bowl kicks off week one of the NFL season. The Raiders will go to New England to take on the Patriots.
I'm sure that'll be stellar football.
It will be. Those are two up-and-coming teams there. But they're going through the official schedule release. I think it's tonight at 4. But almost every team has several leaks already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awful. Pete Carroll, do you see what Pete Carroll did? He went on with Brock and Salk up in Seattle.
Yeah.
Even though he's the coach of the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. He's got relationships.
He accidentally leaked that the Raiders and Seahawks will be playing preseason week one.
Oh.
He was like, hey, guys, how about that? Do you guys see how... how cool is that? Week one, that's a coincidence, right? And they were like, what do you mean preseason week one? And he was like, oh, is that not out? And then he looked like beyond his camera and somebody was
shaking
scolding him, just like, you idiot.
Come on, preseason, nobody gives an S about anyway.
Yeah, like Pete Carroll should be able to leak that.
Yeah, that's who you want leaking it.
Yeah, just be like, it's a preseason game. What do you want me to do?
I'm coming back, guys.
Yeah, so Pete in Seattle for week one of the preseason, let's go.
I'll tell you what, man. I was up there for the preseason NBA game, and Pete is the king of that city.
Yeah.
People literally lined up. He was sitting right in front of me at that game, and people lined up to basically kiss the ring.
Well, it's because he's accessible, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not a jerk.
No, it was awesome to see. Like, yeah. And he took every picture, signed every autograph, talked, shook hands, kissed babies. I was like, I didn't know Pete was loved like that here. Holy.
Yeah. Adam Silver, did you see his comments about Christmas Day?
No.
He says he said that he embraces the competition of Christmas Day games.
Get out of here, dude. No, you don't. You're going to get slaughtered.
Roger Goodell literally dressed as Santa Claus today at Upfront, the big, media unveiling thing.
Yeah.
And he unveiled their lineup. I don't know if Adam Silver wants that smoke.
I mean,
did he then pretend to wipe Adam Silver off the bottom of his Santa boot?
Yeah. I mean, what was the game last? Was it the Ravens game last year? That was it. Unwatchable.
It was 29-2.
Just a complete and utter disaster.
To two.
Yes. And that game still didn't have like 17 million or something like that.
And they're putting them on streaming services, which you can't leave to go and flip over to the NBA game. So they're just like, gotcha.
Yeah. It's cute that Adam Silver's saying this. Stop trying to compete with the NFL. And NFL, get the hell off Christmas.
Yeah.
That's our day.
Not anymore.
No, it's our day.
Well, the three games will bury whatever the NBA has. Mm-hmm. Cowboys Commanders.
Ooh, yeah.
Lions Vikings.
Oh, God.
Broncos Chiefs.
Good God.
Yeah.
That's a freaking lineup.
They're coming.
They're coming correct.
Yeah, they're not screwing around.
I mean, the NBA, they come correct on Christmas Day, but I mean, that's what
we thought last year was going to be, because wasn't one of them Ravens Texans?
I think that was the game. Yeah, because CJ Stroud got annihilated.
But they had clunkers.
Yeah.
Like they were not good football games.
No, that's the thing is in the NBA, Christmas Day is like, that's when teams are kind of like shaking off all of the rust and are kind of hitting some sort of stride, and you typically get very good Christmas Day games.
Yeah.
But the NFL doesn't typically play then, so
let's see.
And you never really know with the NFL which teams are really some teams, but
they are. The Christmas Day games last year were Chiefs beating the Steelers 29-10.
Yeah.
And the Ravens beating the Texans 31-2. Yet everybody watched.
Yeah.
So the NFL schedule is going to be released, and like, I don't really care. But you know what I do care about?
Mm.
Derrick Henry got paid today.
Yeah, real money.
Yeah. Derrick Henry signed an extension with the Baltimore Ravens, a 2-year, $30 million extension for the running back.
$25 million guaranteed.
$25 million guaranteed, and it's really, they got creative with the way that they did this. So he'll have a $14 million deal fully guaranteed this year,
mm-hmm.
an $11 million deal for 2026 fully guaranteed, and then a $12 million non-guaranteed year. So they basically just said, you had guaranteed money heading into this year. We're going to make it fully guaranteed over the next two, and then we're going to tack on that extra year of, all right.
If you blow up, we can get out of it.
And that is that's the proper move.
Mm-hmm.
You ride that horse until he dies.
Because apparently he won't die. Everybody, we have been talking about Derrick Henry's carry limit for 3, maybe 4 years
mm-hmm.
because of how much he was just rode
mm-hmm.
his entire career. Like, you get into a certain threshold, what is it, like 800, 900 carries? That's when it really starts to kind of fall off a cliff. And he was well past that.
Derrick Henry, in his professional football career, has played in 136 games.
That's crazy.
And has 2,355 carries for 11,423 yards and 106 touchdowns.
And I saw a stat that since 2020, he has run for 100 yards and half his games. Nobody else is anywhere close.
Yeah. He, good Lord, he had 325 attempts last year at age 30.
Nuts, man.
He, in the last 3 years of his career, so 28 years old, 349 carries. 2023, age 29, 280. 2024, age 30, 325. That is bananas. Yeah. He's had like two separate careers in his one.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been durable, and he has been a workhorse, man. That's nuts.
We've just never we haven't seen anybody like him in forever.
No, in that this is the thing. Every sport has these guys that are just anomalies.
Bettis.
Physically.
We're just a million carries and all of the punishment from hell, and
it's LeBron in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like LeBron is this way in the NBA where he is. Everybody's like, how is he doing this at
he's
that
age?
He's
also changed his body so many times.
Well, he changed it to look like Derrick Henry's, mm-hmm. and Derrick Henry's always looked like this.
He looked like that day one.
Going back to his days at Alabama where Mark Ingram's looking up at him like, God,
have you seen Mark Ingram talk about that?
Freak of nature. No.
He's like, okay, first of all, I'm not that small.
Yeah.
He goes, the camera angle, I'm further back, he's in the foreground, I'm in the background. He's like,
brother, your head is tilted up. And you weren't watching a flyover, man. Eyes were on him like, good Lord.
The only coin toss photo that is more iconic than that is Sean Oakman.
Yeah, Baylor.
That is the only one where you're just like,
just yoked up.
That's a different species of human, especially with that, yeah. The Justin Tuck face mask.
That was chrome.
Yeah, you're just like, no, dog. Imagine, like, I know the mindset of those guys, and I'm better than everybody. That's the dude, the first one off the bus that you see.
Yeah.
That has just got to be horrifying. That has got to be horrifying to see that walk off the bus.
Not a good feeling.
You're just like, I got to go against that today?
Yeah, I don't recommend.
That's just, like I said, just entirely different species of human, those two dudes.
Well, Derrick Henry is absolutely...
Well, shout out to Henry, though, getting paid and keeping the running back market going, and Saquon Barkley, you know, doing what he needed to do, kind of put some juice back in the running back market, but also the change in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, the physicality and running being back. Big boys are back, man. It's thick boy season. I love it.
Well, speaking of thick boys, Desmond Watson, the 6'6", 464-pound defensive lineman out of Florida, he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the meme going around him today?
I saw the one where they said, welcome back, Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, that's rough.
That was tough. Zeke Elliott and Jani Broome, last couple days, catching strays. But what would they have with Watson?
It is related to Jani Broome.
Oh, no. Please don't
Jani Broome had a 24.5-inch vertical at the NBA scouting combine.
Oh, no.
Desmond Watson, at 6'6", 464 pounds, registered a 25-inch vertical.
Which
at the NBA,
a 25-inch vertical at 450 plus is insane.
Yeah,
that is absolute. Like, think about that for a second.
The force you have to generate.
If you knock 100 pounds off that guy, he's still one of the five biggest guys in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's 364 pounds
as a large man.
He is right now the heaviest player to ever put on pads in the NFL.
Yeah. The crazy thing is about, like, Refrigerator Perry.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, he's 300 pounds. It's like, that's everybody on the offensive line.
That's a center now.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Jason Kelce talks about going from Chip Kelly to, getting out of that offense. For Chip, he got down, I think he said, to 276. And he's like, I was so small. I was so small at 276.
Just a little man.
And I'm just like, just think about that for a second. You were that small at 276?
Yeah.
Big butts matter. It's true.
Big butts matter. Desmond Watson, if you look at his legs, you understand.
Tree trunks.
I'm going to retweet this photo of the meme. Go ahead and take a gander at that at Dusty_Hera. It's a picture of Desmond Watson running off the field. He's 464 pounds. I would venture to guess, and I'm not kidding here, 300 are in his legs.
Yeah. If you look at it, his frame is enormous.
If you look at it, you will notice just how large his butt and his legs are. His upper body is that of like a 330-pound man, but his legs, you just go, all right, dude, good luck moving that human being.
Like, just imagine if you just gave Vince Wilfork 100 pounds.
Yeah. And
it's like, what?
You'd think he'd be more dominant. They say he can move well. They put him in on offensive snaps and stuff, but he's just not quick off the ball.
Yeah. Like, well, which is pretty
that's problematic because you can just down, double team him, and that equalizes 600 pounds more than 464.
But he does require two.
He does require two.
Because it's a big old boy. Yeah, for those that haven't seen it, Jani Broom, the big man from Auburn, he has it's a video of a standing vertical. And he does, like, the whole arm swing load up, and he does it, like, six times, and then he registers a vertical that you see literally anywhere.
Yeah, it was not great.
And it's like, oh, look, and his game isn't predicated on that. It's more craft and guile and footwork, but it's like 24 is...
That's not good.
That's bad.
It looked like as he was loading up for that vertical, he's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. And I'm not really doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's a tough place to be.
And the people that were recording it were holding off laughs.
Mm.
That's tough. That's not good.
Because you don't even have to see how high he jumps on the bar. No. You can just look at his feet and go, oh boy, that's not good.
All right, we had basketball last night. Really good game between Denver and Oklahoma City. Again. Are we going to see three gentlemen sweeps in the conference semifinals? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Last night we saw our first team eliminated in the conference semifinals. The Pacers finishing off the Cavaliers 114-105.
Yeah, Cavs went out sad. It's a bummer.
Well, did you see the Max Strus quote? Prior to the game.
Showing up to work.
He's like, something along the lines of, if you don't think we can win, don't even show up. And he went 0-9.
Yeah. Well, he showed up to work for the Miami Heat. That's what he did.
Holy guacamole. And that was the first of what could be three of the four series in the conference semifinals being gentlemen sweeps, because tonight we get a chance at two more. The Tatumless Celtics host the New York Knickerbockers in a 3-1 hole. The Timberwolves lead the Warriors 3-1 in Minnesota, where Ben Golliver will be in attendance.
Indeed.
And they can finish this thing off. No Steph Curry for Golden State.
He is doing light work. Status for Game 6 up in the air.
Yeah.
You don't come off a hamstring strain and play a week later.
Yeah, his status may be up in the air, but it's falling very quickly.
Well, they got to put that out there while they lose in Game 5. Like, oh, man. Darn, if we just would have got it to 6, you never know, because that's the BS that they'll sell.
And Jimmy Butler is working through an illness?
Yeah.
That sucks. So is Kristaps Porzingis. Nothing is going right for the two teams that are in 3-1 holes right now. Just like with
the Cavs.
The Cavs too, man. Injuries just ravaged them.
I mean, Garland and Donovan Mitchell, look, they showed up, but you could tell they left it all out there. They just didn't have it. I mean, Mitchell's playing on one wheel, Garland's playing on one wheel, and tip your cap. And like, this is not to denigrate the Pacers at all. Tip your cap to the Pacers, because even after the Cavs came out and punched the Pacers in the mouth, 33-19 in the first quarter, but they just had absolutely no gas left, and man, the Pacers just piled on.
Not a fan of Cavs fans going after Darius Garland too. Like,
the question is toughness. Dude, he's playing through turf toe. You usually have to have surgery on that. It takes a long ass time to come back from.
Do you know what your big toe does for
it's
you?
It's everything, particularly for a 6'2 guard who relies on the ability to stop, start, and cut.
It's balance.
Yeah.
It's balance. Yeah, I would. Those kind of things kind of piss me off.
They did the same thing last year when he broke his jaw, and they're like, oh, what about he had to eat through a straw for 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and he still came back.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh, what another, and I understand fans will get frustrated, like, oh, another injury, surprise, surprise. But that's not, those weren't the shots being taken. It was, like, directed at his overall toughness. Didn't get it. Don't like it.
DG is not. He's a small guy, but he's not lacking toughness.
What we do have, though, is one good series.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really good series. Denver OKC really good basketball.
That game last night was incredible.
Jokic was back at it, 44-15, 5-2.
He now has 3 games of 40-15-5 in this playoffs, which the only other person to have ever done that is Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, that's good.
Like, Jokic is doing these crazy lines so often, it's becoming Wilt Chamberlain and Nikola Jokic. Mm-hmm. Wilt Chamberlain and Nikola Jokic. And you're just like, oh. I mean, he had 2 shots last night that are 2 of the most insane shots I've ever seen in my entire life. The one that he had last year, you remember, against the Lakers, the pull behind the head, throw it at the rim, touches nothing but the bottom of the net. He added the degree of difficulty to it last night. What he calls the Sambor shuffle. That's where he's from, is Sambor. And it's that spinning kind of post-fade flick that he does. And he hit it from 27 feet. And it was like, okay, dude.
Nuts.
Then he has another one on the baseline where he drives, and Chet Holmgren comes over to help, and Chet's 7'1", 7'2", with dumb long arms. Jokic stops and throws a 15, 16-foot-high floater off the top of the glass that just drops in. You're like, all right, dog. I don't know what to do with that. That breaks my brain.
And you just sit there. At times, you're like, okay, this is lucky.
But no.
Then you do it so many times, it's like, all right.
He might have the greatest touch in NBA history.
Yeah. It's
not
it's,
shooter, just greatest touch.
It's very reminiscent of, like, Paul George after Dame, when it was like, wow, that was bad shot.
It's like, no, dude.
It's like, at the time, sure, basketball people considered that a bad shot, but when you do it enough, that just is in your bag.
Yeah, you just have
that. That's who you are. And he has cornered the market on weird-looking shots. I love a guy who's playing really, really well in this series is Aaron Gordon.
He's been incredible. Heaven forbid somebody not named Aaron Gordon show up.
Yeah. And his stat line was not like eye popping. He only had 13 points. He had 3 turnovers, only had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, But it's just like everything that he does keeps him in the game. Mm-hmm. Every like at every turn, we're like, oh boy, this could be it for OKC. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. It's just like, here comes Aaron Gordon making a stop on the defensive end, or being in the right place mm-hmm. to contest a shot, or setting up an extra pass for somebody else to make a shot. He is, or just being a guy who has gravity when he's careening down the lane. You're like, oh boy, he's going to, nope. Then he dumps it off. Like, it's everything he's doing.
He's the perfect accompanying player for Nikola Jokic. When you're talking non-stars in the league, he is the perfect role player for him.
He also is a damn good teammate.
Yep.
And if you want to talk about like the right way to handle something that happens behind closed doors and makes it public, listen to this, because I don't know who wrote it. Who wrote the ESPN article? There's an ESPN article about out there about how after game two, there was a confrontation between Aaron Gordon and Russell Westbrook in the Denver Nuggets locker room. And Aaron Gordon was asked about it. And this was his response. And it was perfect for how you handle these sorts of situations.
Earlier, I caught wind of an article that came out about Russell Westbrook in our locker room after game two, which was a completely arbitrary article and pointless and unnecessary by whoever it was that put it out. Russ is one of the most talented basketball players that has ever played the game of basketball. Quite frankly, he's been great for us all year long. We're brothers. We spend more time with our team than we do with our own family. Of course, there's going to be disagreements. But that conversation wasn't for anybody other than our own group and the internal workings of our locker room. So that article is just so arbitrary and so far from the truth. Russ has been amazing for us. And not only is he a great basketball player, but he's an even better human being. So, and he's going to continue to be great for us, and he's going to make a huge impact, and he's going to help us win these next two games. And that's all I got to say, guys.
Thanks, man.
Boom.
AG has really matured since his early years when he was with the Orlando Magic. And it wasn't a bad guy, but he thought he was him.
Mm-hmm.
In his realization, his growth, his maturity, has understood that I'm not, but I can really help him.
Winning the dunk title and being
the focal guy for the Magic. Yeah.
By the league, yeah. Too, as like, hey, the next up-and-coming exciting player.
Remember, he's the number 3 overall pick. I mean, this isn't just some dude who just stumbled into his real athletic and like, oh, maybe he's... No, like, Aaron Gordon was a real prospect, and there was a guy that Orlando was looking at as building their franchise around. He has matured, and he has always been a dude that got it. Now, there was a little bit of, you know, ego and arrogance that come with being a young number 3 overall pick and all those kind of things. Nothing wrong with that. But he has always been a guy who's incredibly well-respected and a great locker room dude. And it was Ramona Shelburne who wrote this article. And it behooves me to remind everyone, Ramona Shelburne was also one of the authors of the articles. The hit pieces on Russ leaving Los Angeles.
Right. Friends with Jeannie.
So you can draw some lines there about how she may or may not feel, or biases that come with it. Look, Russ is explosive as an athlete, as a basketball player, as a human. But I have also talked to God knows how many players about Russ over the years. They'll all talk about what he is or isn't as a basketball player. Nobody talks sideways about Russ as a human.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Well, Kevin Durant.
Well, I guess that's fair. That's, I think, a little bit different, but to your point, Kevin Durant excluded. People
of all people, Kevin Durant too. You're gonna go, all right, I get it. Yeah.
But Russ is a guy that's very well respected as far as like being a human. Like, he does all the right things. We always talk about LeBron and how he's been in the limelight and never gotten caught up in anything. What has Russ ever gotten caught up with outside of getting into arguments with Dame
and a terrible wardrobe?
But
high fashion.
But beyond, like,
nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
The whole, like, it's not Draymond. No. Hell, Russ was a guy who took a cheap shot and lost a year of his career.
When his face looked like he had a dent in his face.
Oh, yeah. The CJ caught him with the elbow.
Yeah.
Remember, Pat Bev undercut him and took his knee out along.
I forgot about that.
Tore his ACL
on
a nasty, dirty, ugly play that just is totally uncalled for. And then when they played again, when he first came back, he tried to do it again.
Yeah.
And Russ, to his credit, has taken the high road most of his career.
But he also steps in it quite often.
On the floor.
Off the floor, too, with his words and his defensiveness over the Westbrook and his ability to shoot and getting into it with fans.
Barry Trammell.
Like, he will yell at fans. And, I mean, he does that, but it's none of it's criminal.
No.
He's sensitive. Sensitive guy. Yeah. And, by all accounts, family guy, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's... The thing about what Aaron Gordon said that I appreciate and I like so much, though, is he mentioned the fact that, look, we see each other more than we see our family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that disagreements are going to happen and there aren't blowups, that's just part of it. And for that stuff to get reported, on one hand, it's, all right, who's telling Ramona Shelburne this? It
means you got snitches in your locker room.
And then the other is, we can squash this really quickly, and I'm going to go to bat for a guy who's a vet, who's the only guy coming off our bench.
Although he might as well not have been. I mean, him, Michael Porter Jr., and Christian Brown last night might not have played. And it would have made a difference.
And that is the other thing, though. For Aaron Gordon to say that after last night where...
Nobody else.
Russell Westbrook was objectively terrible.
Yes.
I mean, he was horrific.
I think he's 6 of 27 from 3 in the series. Just not getting it done in that regard.
Don't call him Westbrook, though.
Did you see the stat that came out of the game last night, though? Because the Thunder were down 8 going into the fourth quarter. Jokic was 4 of 6 in the fourth quarter. He was incredible. The Thunder scored on their final 7 possessions. The Nuggets outside of Jokic, 1 of 15 in the fourth quarter.
Next up.
You don't even need to be good. You just need to not suck that much.
Yeah. Yeah. And they win that game.
Yeah. And that's... Again, you talk about the young guys in OKC needing to get their scars. That felt like a game that Denver just coughed up a furball.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, is that going to be the game?
But those are where young teams get their scars, mm-hmm. too. You don't get them all in losses.
No, you sometimes you go, hey, we scraped out of here with a win. We need to take that, learn from it, and not put ourselves in that position where we have to score 7 straight possessions. I think it's the 4:06 mark.
In a 30
to the end of the game,
a 34-point quarter.
I mean, they were nuclear in that final 4 minutes. It was just like,
that's growth. Oh. That's growth. That's growth. That seems to be the only game that we see going to 7.
I think it's going to go 7. I don't think OKC is going to win in Denver.
All right,
so
that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll talk about the.
It's at 5,200 feet too. By the way, 5,280.
5,280.
Yeah, 5,280.
80 feet.
5,280, it's a big deal, man.
Counts, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make sure you get that 80 feet.
Yep.
All right, coming up next is our worst day on the web. There are cameras everywhere, always. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks.
I don't know if anybody else caught this when it happened live. I saw it and went, oh, that's surprising. As the Warriors go to timeout, Draymond Green comes off the bench and is high-fiving teammates and says, hey, spread's 5.5.
Yeah. And everybody went directly to Draymond Green must be betting on the NBA. Well, because, like, why would he be saying that?
By the way, the Warriors hit a 3 and covered.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good at all.
No.
Because, in all honesty, why would you say that? Why would you say that?
During the game, a playoff game. Yeah, why is your mind there?
Well, like,
that is the bad thoughts that you don't let out.
Yeah. But the NBA saw it differently because what they took from that is also you go, oh, yikes. They looked at it as Draymond Green was questioning the integrity of the officials to get that line over 5.5. For the Minnesota Timberwolves. So he got fined $50,000 for questioning the integrity of the refs in saying, hey, he was talking about that line being 5.5 because, you know, those guys probably have money on the game and they don't want us to cover. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hit that 3 and we're going to cover, damn it, which I like that. Mm-hmm. And we do have a track record and a history of NBA officials betting on games
in the playoffs. With major implications.
Tim
Kings.
Donaghy.
Do you ever think about that? If the Kings win that series, and they should have, the Kings have a title.
Kings have a title, and they look dramatically different organizationally.
Like, you commit fully and, you know, figure some stuff out. That is a massive sliding doors moment.
Oh, yeah.
For that franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the way we think.
I mean, same thing with the Blazers, too, the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, whoever wins that game wins the title those 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's a crazy. Like, the three best teams in basketball were the Blazers, Lakers, and Kings.
Yep.
Like, that was, everybody else was fighting for it in that time period.
Look, and that fuels all the conspiracy theories about the Mavericks winning the lottery, too. Because if the NBA wants the Lakers to win, sending Luka to LA will scratch your back, you scratch ours. It doesn't help conspiracy theories one.
Just think about how
bit.
Chris Webber is viewed today. Think about how Jason Williams is viewed today. Like, just think about, like, that team, how Vlade is viewed
Vlade,
today.
Vlade, we likes to potty.
If all of a sudden those guys are all wearing rings.
Mm-hmm. Peja Stojakovic.
Just this morning, Colin was talking about, you know, players who are winners and players who are just flashy. And one of them he mentioned by name was Jason Williams. Just flashy, not a winner.
Jason Williams could have had a title, and we're talking about them the same way we talk about the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys know that he played high school basketball with Randy Moss?
Like, that's how you know the universe has a sense of humor, though. Think about the middle of BFE, West Virginia.
Yeah.
You have two of the greatest athletes you've ever seen
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
Did they win a state title in basketball? They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They played football together, too.
Could you imagine walking into a gym just being like, oh, crap.
Well, you see the white guy, and you're like, oh, you know, it's West Virginia, you know, white point guard. And he's the sauciest dude you've ever seen in your entire life. Meanwhile, this other guy, you're like, oh, God. And then you see him jump, and you go, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. They got lucky. They got lucky with those two. Huh?
You know, Clayton Kershaw and Matt Stafford, like, playing in high school. You get it. It was Coppell, wasn't it? Coppell High School?
No, it was
It's one of the bigger, massive, Dallas Metroplex high schools that just are insane. This is the middle of nowhere, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Like, the chances of that are just bonkers.
No, you don't see that. You just have to wonder, there's some barnstorming tour of professional athletes that came through West Virginia in the 70s, and then Randy Moss and Jason Williams are like, oh, same area.
Weird.
What a quinky dink.
Oh. The Harlem Globetrotters came through. You know, it's just like, what? But
Highland Park.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Went to Highland Park High School, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah. Pretty good. But as it pertains to Draymond Green, he was fined. Got hit with a $50,000 fine.
Yeah, because nobody questions the integrity of NBA officials.
Oh, you know, it's
as Scott Foster works Eastern Conference semifinals
the
games.
The irony of this, of course, is if you're watching the game live, there's a ticker scrolling across the bottom with the line. And they're breaking in during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kenny. What's the line tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Chuck.
And it's time for our FanDuel play of the game.
Yeah, and you're just like, all right, dog. Look, Draymond shouldn't have said it. You can't be that obvious about it.
Yeah.
You know, look, if you're going to do it, man, do the hand over the mouth. Do the hand over the mouth so you can do this. And
discretion is not Draymond's strong point, as we can see by his fouls, his comments. Or anything else that Draymond Green does.
And you're not wrong. All right, coming next, the baseball world got a little wonky last night.
It was crazy.
Including for the Seattle Mariners, which you saw extras pop up in, but they were the culmination of a crazy night. We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Today the Fan. NFL schedule being released, NBA playoffs, lottery madness, NBA combine, everything else going on. Baseball still out here doing some things because baseball got weird as hell last night. And by weird as hell, I mean absolutely awesome. 5 walk-offs.
Yeah, it was just an incredible night. So you had 5 walk-off hits in games, including J.P. Crawford slapping a single. It was bookend by 2 incredible home runs. Javi Baez was the first one to do it for the Tigers. And then Fernando Tatis just
mashed that thing.
Pimps a home run.
Woo-hoo.
But you had 5 walk-offs, 4 two-homer games, 3 walk-off home runs, 2 grand slams last night.
I mean,
it was one of those days where you go, you know what?
Something's in the water.
Baseball is rad. And baseball can still rope you in and get you. In last night, did you see the stat between the Tigers when they walked off the Red Sox and when the Justin Turner hit a walk-off double for the Cubs? There were 3 walk-off hits in a span of 4 minutes in real time.
That makes sense when the timeline was flooding the way that it was.
From 7:18 p.m. Pacific to 7:22 p.m., you had the Tigers walk off the Red Sox, Cubs walk off the Marlins, and then the Astros walked off the Royals in a 4-minute stretch. And then you add the Mariners, Yankees, and the Padres, Angels in the night games after that. It was just drama all the way across. And that's why baseball is cool. And because baseball does this. It's been a sport that's been around for 150 years, but over 150 years. But you also have these moments where it's like, this has never been done before. And you're like, that's odd.
Which is crazy when you consider the number of games that are played.
Number of games, the amount longevity. Of years. It's crazy.
Anytime you hear something's never been done in Major League Baseball history, I usually perk up my seat like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Also, this comes from Cespedes Family Barbecue on Twitter.
Great count.
There were 5 walk-offs last night. There are only 3 teams that do not have a walk-off win this season?
Rockies?
Yes.
Yes. Pirates?
No.
Marlins?
No. It's the Rockies, the Reds,
oh, really?
And the Orioles. And the Reds, Reds had a chance last night as well. They end up losing in extras to the White Sox. Now, there's only three teams without a walk-off win so far.
That's crazy. Already?
There's only four that don't have a walk-off loss this season either.
So everybody's been walked off.
The Orioles are the only team that falls into both those categories.
Yeah, because they lose handily because they can't score runs or pitch right now.
Boy,
the hell is going on in Baltimore?
They are in trouble.
Yeah, I do not understand how both sides of their team is not working right now.
O's, Guardians, Cubs, and D-backs, the only teams that have not been walked off.
Yeah, Cub one, not surprising considering they just bludgeon the living hell out of everyone.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Baseball's cool.
I love baseball because you can just get in and out of it.
Yeah, you don't have to pay attention. It's the best background sport.
Oh god, yeah. Like during the summer months, if I'm working in the studio, working out, something like that, I will just throw Cardinals games on, especially if it's like a doubleheader, just let it roll over. Oh god. That is absolutely fantastic stuff.
And it can be infuriating to watch. Mm. It can be infuriating to play too at times.
Oh god.
You know how many times have you played baseball you're like, what am I even doing here right now? And it's great. I love every minute of it. I had one of those last night with my kid in his game. Mm. He had like one of those Sandlot moments. Remember when Benny is like, just stand there, put your glove up, and I'll hit it to you. And it just goes right into his glove. Mm-hmm. There's a kid playing left field. And he was standing there like with his glove, just like up in the air.
Looking down at the ground, drawing stuff in the dirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My kid hits like a line drive. It hits the kid right in the glove. The ball was in his glove. He turned around to look to see where the ball was and was like, oh, look, it's right here.
Oh, he ended up catching it?
He caught it. It was in his glove.
It didn't do the hit the heel and bounce out?
No, it just went right into the pocket. And he just was like, he's like, I caught it. It's like, holy crap. Nice job, dude.
There you go.
Meanwhile, my son's like, what? What is happening right now?
I just barreled the living hell out of the ball. What do you mean it's not a hit? The last time I played baseball, we had a base team in the Air Force. And it wasn't a case of the yips. I was playing shortstop. I almost like forgot how to throw mid-game.
No, you Chuck Knobloch that.
Oh, dude,
you went Rick and Keel.
Dude, it was crazy. I had made a couple plays already throughout the game. It was like the fourth or fifth inning. Routine grounder. I threw this thing 9 feet over the first baseman's head. And everybody just looked at me because I'd never done anything like that. And I was like, I don't know what the hell just happened there. Like, here's the screwed up thing. It didn't even feel wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this sport is dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it was just a little underarm, you know, flip and it just sailed. And nobody did anything. It was so egregiously bad. Everybody just stopped and looked. Both teams. And I was like, there is not a dark hole enough, deep enough for me to crawl into right now.
Yeah. It's a sport of luck. It's a sport of luck. And when you have, especially when you have pitchers now in Major League Baseball are throwing 100 miles an hour,
dude,
you're guessing, dude. You're just trying to put the bat on the ball somewhere.
We have a person at K2, younger guy, who we said, if we sent you down to the D-bat facility and put a 97-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle 100 times, you would not hit it. He goes, oh, no, I'd hit it. He goes, I'd hit it at least 10 times. I offered him $100 to hit it once. And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, I literally had the money in my wallet. I'm like, put it on the table. I'm like, do it, dude. Do it. And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're not hitting it. You don't want that smoke.
You're not hitting it.
No.
And that's just 97 straight. You're not hitting it.
There was a video that was bouncing around, and it was of a catcher who was catching somebody who throws 103.
Oh, God.
And it was like, this is what it looks like. He had a GoPro on. I don't know how these catchers catch the ball, let alone
hiss.
Hit it.
Like it hisses as it comes in. It's like it sounds like a freaking bullet.
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
One of my favorite accounts on social media right now is Pitching Ninja when he does the overlays. Yeah. And anytime I see Paul Skeens, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this. Because the guy throws 102 and his pitch tunneling, it looks the same at 45 feet, whether it's going 102 or 82. And I'm like, how the hell do you make up your mind in that 100th of a millisecond to what you're going to swing and you're going to make contact? I'm just like, there's just no way.
These guys are incredible. They're incredible. And we often say, like, guys don't hit for average anymore. Like, Tony Gwynn is the greatest hitter I've ever seen. He would occasionally see a guy touching a hundo.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean,
you're seeing three in a game. You're seeing three in a Major League Baseball game. You'll see three guys that can do that.
Randy Johnson was touching 99-100 occasionally at his peak.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God, we've never seen anything like this. Now you've got Hunter Green throwing 105.
Yeah. That's why I like knuckleballers. Bring Tim Wakefield back. Just watch that baby
move. You want to talk about luck.
Yeah. You should go.
Who was his catcher? Was it Veritek?
I don't know.
He had a catcher that he kept, the Sox kept around for a long time after he could really do anything because he was the only one who could catch him.
That would be quite the pivot if you went, your setup guy, you went from like 100 to knuckleball.
64 and dancing.
Back to like a Aroldis Chapman touching 102 and you're like, good luck, guys.
Your eye line is just, it doesn't exist.
I don't know what to do.
Pretzeled.
Yeah. Ugh. Awesome.
All right, coming up in hour number three, we do have two elimination games in the NBA.
Okay.
Do either of these teams have a chance? We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Tenney the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.